going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely.
So stay tuned. Welcome to Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi and Nadia Sami. So we are visiting this topic again after a couple of years. And this is we're talking about stereotyping people or generalizing, really. You know, stereotypes are said to be qualities assigned to groups of people in relation to their background or sometimes their race or sexual orientation, their nationality, where they come from, etc. It's basically attributing a defined set of characteristics to a group of people. Either these classifications are positive or negative, such as when various nationalities are stereotyped as friendly or unfriendly. You've heard of people say those people from that area are not good people, or they're friendly people, or they do this and that, things of that nature. Putting the whole group of people entirely in a box, you know, boxing them in. And we find that it's very easy to create stereotypes when there's clearly a visible and consistent attribute to a group of people that can easily be recognized. So it's true that some people are stereotyped more than others. So it's also true that when people are stereotyped, they experience an apprehension of being treated unfairly. So the question we want to find out here on Upfront on the Voice of America is, why do we stereotype other people? Is it a basic human tendency to stereotype people? Let's talk. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
It's Mr. Steal Your Girl. It's Mr. Steal Your Girl.
The rest of other people will look at them and say, oh, these ones are taking lines where others, for us, we are suffering. That is stereotyping.
Can be good. On the other hand, it's bad. It's good in that you're on the positive side. Then you are more likely to overcome anxiety and develop self-esteem.
Stereotyping definitely is somewhere whereby one group of the people is trying to undermine in a way that partly it is economical. Maybe you want to undermine him so that you can get what he has.
Yeah, when I'm here and I'm talking with people, and then I realize like how many stereotypes that I have, and then you feel kind of guilty because then you're like, oh my god, what am I thinking all the time? But like when you're in Holland, you don't really know because you don't really hang out with people from
Absolutely.
Africa. But now you're here, and then it's like, oh, but it's completely different.
Cold world. Southside, can't get enough, can't get enough. East side, west side, worldwide, ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes. Then follow your moves all week on Twitter, probably make a reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't rap, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with old bitch came. She calling, she texting, she's falling. But let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend skate, girl. Cause don't play them X games. Nope. Straight sexing. No handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name. Cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy. But I'm signed to the rock. No time for the gossip. Put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, a mistress and some f***ing. You be up to no good and everybody know. My own girls tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough of what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that. Glow, try to cold, hide to even wait out in London town. What's holler, cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town was bunging down. Met a bad that'll all night. You just cut off lights. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last look. Alright, she be down for whatever. Whenever I wanna get a alright, never fuss or fight. On the grind, trying to find this lead ace. I love it when you give me, but I hate it when you give me headache.
You be up to no good and everybody know. My own girls tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough of what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
On the Voice of America, issues affecting your daily lives.
You might get somebody wrong. Not what we sometimes think, not what sometimes see, is what is on the ground. It could be natural, but the degree of the stereotyping itself is what matters.
Like in Malawi, you know, there has been that tendency whereby you say, you normally say, this work cannot be done by women. Or this work is specifically for ladies. But now we are in a situation whereby a woman can perform a particular job which is being done by a man. Stereotyping could be natural. Nevertheless, we are living in a world whereby there has been tremendous changes in terms of technology, the capacity of learning. So these things are tending to change the trends of events. Yeah, so we wouldn't come up and conclude to say stereotyping is natural.
The dangers of stereotyping is that you might think that this person cannot help me. In the other instance, we don't know exactly what he is like in his heart. In the first place, you better know the person before you begin to think that this person does this or that.
Africa, unite, 'cause we're moving right out of Babylon, and we're going to our father's land. Yeah.
That even when things don't make sense, we often cling to our sometimes obviously wrong beliefs. Just because we've always thought so, and because our friends have always thought so, and that's the assumptions we've always held. And we need to acknowledge sometimes that they're wrong. I mean, this leads to making rash judgments or discriminatory practices, whether it's based on racism or sexism or whatever the case may be. So we need to consciously try to avoid stereotyping, because it generalizes people in ways that really ignore the diversity within groups. But even more so, Jackson, it shows our own ignorance when we continue to stereotype people. I mean, we all know everybody's not the same, and as hard as it might be, we need to get to know people for who people are and not people for what race or background they come from.
So what are some of the common stereotypes in our society, and how do we deal with them?
Deandra Isom and Fasil Gebeyehu are two young college students. We sat down for a chat about some of the common stereotypes in our society and how people deal and handle them.
Now, yeah. Stereotypes are generalizations or assumptions about people. Most times they're inaccurate. I want to start off by asking you off the top of your head, Deandra, what are some of the stereotypes of any group of people And with regardless of gender, because there are also some gender specific stereotypes.
Yeah. I think the most common one that I can think of right now, like two, I guess, dealing with Asians. One, that Asians can't drive, and two, that they're really smart in math.
Asians can't drive or they're smart in math.
Yep.
What about you, Faisal? What are some of the ones you can, you know, top of your head?
Although there's many different types of Africans, that Africans are loud and very pushy.
Africans. So, yeah. I feel you just came up with the last one. I've never heard of that one. Africans are pushy.
No.
What do you think are the sources of stereotypes? Because most times, really, I mean, it's true there's so many Asians who are good in math, but black people and white people too are smart in math.
There are people who are really good.
What are some of these sources of, do you think, where do they come from?
Well, someone once told me that a stereotype is there because it's partially true, and that you can like see it in society from your day to day. So I don't want to say that is, like, stereotypes is a reflection of the majority of society, but sometimes when we're saying something we don't like in a certain group of people and it's a stereotype, it's just a reflection of ourselves, kind of, you know?
Yeah. I think some of them, like a lot of them, that just stem from ignorance. Like, some of them are just downright ridiculous, some of the stereotypes, but I think some of them just stem from ignorance.
Mm-hmm. And they represent, I guess, also a laziness on our part. If you don't go further than that, the stereotype of a certain group of people, then you're just too lazy to find out what the real deal is.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Now, I know most of them are overly negative or funny, but are there some positive stereotypes?
It might be positive for one group and then negative for another. Like, you can say men are very powerful, or like they seek power. But then what does that say about women? Are women supposed to be passive?
Yeah. Right. You know? Right.
So. Yeah, when I think about stereotypes, I just think of a negative connotation. Because like a stereotype, you're not really getting to know that group as a whole. You're just ones out and just giving them
a preconceived notion by a group of friends. Do you ever enter into any of these relationships with any preconceived notions about a group of people?
I try not to. Maybe it's in the back of my head, but I really try not to, just because growing up, you know, I was like that one black guy in my school, and you oftentimes stereotypes get thrown at you.
Right.
You know, people are very surprised when, I mean, I was good at basketball, so that really hurts me a little bit. But other things, like, I mean, I couldn't rap. Like, I didn't have, like, that aggressive demeanor that people always think that black men should have, you know?
Like,
so, they're like, why is that so polite? You know, like, I don't get it. So, yeah, because it happened
You're
to me
black,
so much.
You're a polite man.
Exactly.
Why are you so polite?
And I don't know. Like, because of these things, I try not to judge people, like, right when I meet them.
I love going into like friendships or relationships with an open mind. I try not to judge a book by its cover. I don't like when people judge me, so I don't judge them. Mm-hmm. So I go in with an open mind.
Now I was looking over somebody who did like a sociological study about African Americans in the service industry. African Americans, or black people in general, are not known to be good tippers in the restaurant.
I've heard that.
That surprised me. It caught me of surprise. Because I tip well, surprised me. Now, the whole black people time thing, I've heard it before. And, you know, sometimes I'm late and I'm like, man, you know, I'll put it off to black people time. But the tipping thing, that just really threw me off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't find that to be true. Maybe with some people, but I feel like anybody could be a bad tipper.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm generally a good tipper, to be honest. Like,
in the back of my mind, that actually kind of drives me to tip well, usually. It drives me to find a reason to want to tip someone.
So you've had it before.
So for me to not tip you, that's not because I'm black. That's because you're a really bad server.
True.
So, yeah.
These things are really not going away. They are part of humanity. Mm. And so one way of dealing with it is also handle them with a sense of humor. What are some of the funny stereotypes you've had?
I think one is that, I don't know if it's really a stereotype, but it's Caucasian people love their animals really, like a lot.
Pets.
So they like
lovers.
Kiss their dogs on the mouth and everything, and they'll swim with sharks, but you just never see black people doing that.
You know, in Africa, we look at that as an American thing, so we never really...
Yeah.
And it's funny, because I feel like in the U.S., specifically, we look at people with, like, no shame, usually, and, like, usually those people tend to be white.
Like you mean gazing?
People who swim with sharks. Like, yeah. The majority of those people are going to be what you think right. They'll be as white.
Right, and they'll run towards the bear instead of running away from
it. So we could look at it as they have a more sense of adventure.
I guess adventurous. You call
that. That's such a thing is, I don't want to say that, you know? Like, a lot of the people that I've hung out with, you know, they're a very multicultural group, like you thought. You know, we're all very adventurous people, and I can't attribute it to one race.
Nadia, I can imagine that given that you live in a very multiracial or multicultural country, you have some common stereotypes in your country, right?
There are a large amount of racial stereotypes, particularly in South Africa, as you can imagine. And it's number one, it's often hurtful. The thing is, it could be offensive, Jackson, and that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. I'll give you a few in South Africa. For example, here in Cape Town, you might find that people often stereotype colored people who are from the Cape Flats area in Cape Town. And so they'll say, well, they talk in a certain way with a very flat accent. They have a certain type of hair. There's a certain, or you'll associate certain people from the colored background as being associated with drugs or alcohol or whatever the case may be. Similarly with Nigerians, there's a big stereotype in South Africa that when you see Nigerians hanging out on a street corner, that they are drug dealers. That is the stereotype. And we can say so openly because it's an open stereotype that's spoken about within the country. Similarly, when we talk about Somalis, we talk about them being shopkeepers in certain areas, and on and on, and I'm sure you can add loads to that, Jackson.
If people are not bringing it the other way around, of either creating enmity or else undermining someone. Because when we say natural things are not harmful, but when we turn the natural things into our own interests, then they are harmful.
You know, I studied in Uganda, and in Uganda they used to tell us that the Bagishus eat people. And because of that, I grew up knowing that it's really true. But up to this level, I have not yet of family because I've associated with them and I've not seen any.
I don't want to say that they said like other people in South Africa are lazy, but it was like, oh, nothing's going to work and you have to wait for hours and it can take days because the government just doesn't work and like institutions don't really work. And probably if I would have gone to Kenya, they would tell the same things. Yeah, when I'm here and I'm talking with people and then I realize like how many stereotypes that I have and like, and then you feel kind of guilty because then you're like, oh my god, what am I thinking all the time? But like when you're in Holland, you don't really know because you don't really hang out with people from
Absolutely.
Africa. But now you're here and then it's like, oh, but it's completely different.
In case you've just joined us, welcome to it and thank you for being with us today. Like we do each Wednesday, you know how we do. This is Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami, coming to you from South Africa, and Jackson Vungani is doing his thing in Washington, D.C.
Upfront on the Voice of America. Issues affecting your daily lives.
All right, my name is Obedi. You can call me Armstrong. What am I listening to? Upfront with my main man, Jackson and Nadia. You know what time it is. Bit, go bit, bit, pom, bit. Yes.
What do I got to say? Beat me facts, come a blaze. I'ma come a sukuma wiki na mayonnaise. I'ma come a Lydia Bura na Victor. Wakiingia kwa gari pamoja. Hey, yeah. Oh no. But anyway, ini ya wa K-E-N-Y-A. Na wale wa Kenya wako California. Hey, karawa kisikia iya na angusha. Hey, K-E. Si ya tujalie, tumetoka mbali. Tafadhali, pass the kabasi. Watu wakati ke kama wanati. Nataka party kama leo ni birthday. Ama ni ajewe. Sikichikachike. Isi ni kali kazi le magadi ga wangazi naona mpaka uko mandani ya goza kaleka demka kopale na anatingisha tingisha vitu kadhalika upaske hii uko ndani ya Vatican miano bate man mi ama na African na kwa wale MCs wote ambaye wanaroga wacheni kutumia duka beat moja yeah. This kabuka da
kabuka this kabuka da kabuka this kabuka da kabuka this kabuka da ndio watu wakati ke watu wakati. This kabukada, kabukadis, kabukada, kabukadis, kabukada. You want to work out today, want to work out today. Kabukada, kabukadis. You want to work out today, 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 want to work out today.
Stereotyping is done in different ways. Sometimes people nickname others, but they are trying to create that kind of special identification of that particular group so that the rest of other people look at them and they say, oh, these ones are taking lines where others, for us, we are suffering. That is stereotyping.
According to my own perspective, I think it is as a result of experience with people you relate with, and the information you get from others about such people. So for that matter, I think it's more of learned from, say, peers, parents, and teachers. It can be in two ways. It can be good, on the other hand, it's bad. It's good in that you're on the positive side, then you are more likely to overcome anxiety and develop self-esteem. But again, if you're on the other negative side of it, you are more likely not to perform to expectation because of the fear of what people say about you.
I would like to say stereotyping definitely somewhere whereby one group of the people is trying to undermine in a way that partly it is economical, maybe you want to undermine him so that you can get what he has.
bottom line is that they're wrong, misleading. Really, it takes away from a whole lot of other attributes when we just decide to cling to those particular values to certain people. And we know, Jackson, that stereotypes tend to oversimplify people. That's what stereotypes are. You choose one or two characteristics of a type of person or a group of people, and that's what you basically wave the flag as, that is what represents that whole group of people. And obviously it's wrong. In the US, for example, some racial groups are linked to being good at math, others good at dancing. Some of these stereotypes, Jackson, are so common and well known that the average person wouldn't hesitate if asked to identify which racial group in the country is known for excelling in basketball, for example.
Nadia, we tend to repeat the cultural mythology already present in a particular society, you know, about a particular group of people. But an observer might think twice over such simplistic conclusions, because no group of people has the distinction of being better or worse at any particular time. I had a conversation with Richard Bagudu, lawyer from Nigeria, and I wanted to find out if stereotyping is something that happens in his society too.
Of course, there are always stereotypes everywhere in the world. My community is not an exception.
Okay. Yeah. And do you have any examples, some of them, that you would think of on top of your head?
Yeah, like some social stereotypes. The fact that, like a stereotype to the effect, for example, that a man is stronger than a woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
And physically stronger than a woman.
Yes, it's very prevalent in my community, in the part of the world I come from. And that's one I can easily
now, does that affect the social status of women?
Yes, to some extent it does. And it is interesting to know that the origin of that, of the now so-called stereotype against women in respect of strength, was in fact calculated to protect the woman and not to despise her. Because it all originated from creation story that my community believes in. For instance, that a woman was formed from the ribs of a man.
That's a biblical basis.
Exactly. And it is presupposed that if a woman was formed from a single bone from a man's ribs, so it now behoves on the man to protect that woman, because definitely that one bone cannot be as strong as the other bones left in that man.
But you're saying that it has been translated into some sort of a negative, it has been used negatively.
Exactly. Originally, the intention was for the protection of the woman, not to despise her. Say, for instance, I had an experience. I don't know if it was a good experience here, coming to America. I was on the metro and on the rush hour period, and the car was so jam-packed. I had a seat. A woman by me had no seat. I looked at her and I said, look, it's a long way to our stop. So I got up for this woman to take my seat. I didn't know that this woman took offense that I stood up for her. And she asked me, do I look so frail and fragile that you think I cannot stand?
Oh,
I said, that was not my intention. In fact, it was out of respect.
I guess it's a clash of cultures there.
Culture. And I told her, I said, look, I did that for some reasons. One, I'm from Africa. And in Africa, if I sat down and a woman was standing by me, somebody would hit me from the head, from behind.
Yes.
For being rude, for not giving up my seat.
For being disrespectful.
For being disrespectful. And two, I have a mother. I cannot be sitting down and my mom will be standing.
Now, Nadia, like some people have pointed out, they are both negative and positive stereotypes. But even those that are considered positive stereotypes do some sort of harm, because all stereotypes are limiting. They leave no room for individuality.
Absolutely, Jackson. Any time where we are going to group people together based on the color of their skin or their background or the type of work sector that they're in. Not all people who work in the IT sector are nerds, are they? What we need to know and put out there and be aware of all the time, each and every one of us, is that stereotypes can be hurtful. They can be incredibly harmful. And I come back to the statement I made earlier that more than saying anything about the group that you are stereotyping, when you stereotype people, it says more about your own knowledge about the world and about people and your own ignorance, really, because you're placing these stereotypes on others. And so on that note of love and good luck, we leave you. Thank you for joining us. It's been wonderful, as always, having you with us here on Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
And I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.